हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। We see in the first chapter, second section, Nachiketa, Lord Yama himself appreciates Nachiketas having understood his Viveka and Vairagyam. So we saw in Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary, Saha Tvam Punaha 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 Maya Pralobhyamanaha Api Priyan Putradin Priyarupamscha Apsarasaha Prabhuti Lakshanan कामान् अभिध्यायन् चिन्तयन् तेषाम् अनित्यत्व असारत्वादि दोषान् नचिकेतः अत्यस्राक्षीः। ओ नचिकेतस् त्वम् अत्यस्राक्षीः, यु सिम्प्लि रिजेक्टेड्, अतिसृष्टवान्, परित्यक्तवान्, अहो बुद्धिमत्ता तव। अमेजिङ्ग् ईस् योर् ट्रिमेण्डस् ईस् योर् इण्टेलिजेन्स्, your capacity to discern is, your discriminative power is tremendous. This is what was in the mind of Lord Yama. He expressed it also. This is what actually Shankara Bhagavatpada says as Lord Yama's expression. Simple people, ignorant people who are not mature enough, who do not have Viveka, therefore they cannot have Vairagyam. They do not have Viveka, discriminative understanding of what is permanent and what is impermanent. It is very natural for them to be passionate towards all time-bound things. Therefore, when such gifts are given like Srinka, the Sriti, even a specific ritual, which is having the knowledge of which is as good as having abundance of wealth, abundance of money. Even ordinary people would immerse themselves in such knowledge if they are given. But you simply rejected all that. This is what the content of the third mantra. We have to move on to the fourth mantra. In the fourth mantra, Lord Yama himself, before even beginning his teaching, he just presents the difference between these two paths of the path of prayas and path of shreyas. Already it was said, so Shankaracharya introduces this mantra, Tayoho Shreya Adadanasya Sadhu Bhavati Hiyate Arthad Yahu Preyo Vrunite Iti Uktam. It was said in the previous mantra, this first mantra of the first mantra of the second section. Tayoho, of those two prayas and shreyas, of those two paths, Shreyaha Adadhanasya, for the person who is given to the pursuit of shreyas, or who takes to the path of Shreyas, for him, Sadhu Bhavati, an auspicious end happens. Absolute good happens in terms of attainment of Mokshaha. Whereas, Yaha Preyaha Vrunite, the person who chooses the path of prayas, Saha, Arthat Hiyate Yaha U prayaha vrinite, the person who chooses prayers, the path of prayers, that person definitely becomes prevented, deprived of accomplishing the absolute end, absolute purushartha, the mokshaha. Iti uktam. This difference was already said in the first mantra, or the second section. That the kasmat, why was it said? Why the difference between these two paths was already said like that before? Yes, kasmat, why? Because, yataha, because, tat kasmat, why it was said so? That one who takes to the path of shayas, for him, absolute end happens, absolute good happens. Whereas for the person who takes to this path of prayers, he would be deprived of the attainment of mokshaha, absolute end. This was said already. Why it was said so? Kasmat. Kasmat means kasmat karanat. What was the reason for that? The difference. Yataha, because the reason is given in the following mantra. Why the person who chooses shreyas accomplishes the absolute? Why the person who chooses the prayers becomes prevented from accomplishing the absolute? That reason is given in this fourth mantra. Is it clear? Okay. Duramete viparite vishochi. Duramete viparite vishochi. Avidyaya cha vidyeti jnata. Avidyaya cha vidyeti jnata. Vidya bhipsinam nachiketasam manye. Vidya bhipsinam nachiketasam manye. Natva kama bahavo lolupanta. Natva kama bahavo lolupanta. Duramete viparite vishochi. Avidyaya cha vidyeti jnata. Vidya bhipsinam nachiketasam manye. Natva kama bahavo lolupanta. Here, duram, very far means what? Ete viparite vishuchi. Okay, here vishuchi means separate courses. Vishuchi, separate courses. What ete means these two. Ete pronoun indicating these two parts of prayas and shreyas. Ete, these two parts of shreyas and prayas. Vishuchi, they are completely separate courses. Vishuchi. Not only that, Vishuchi. Avidya yacha vidya iti jnata. And these two parts are actually known. Vishuchi. Avidya yacha vidya iti jnata. In fact, it will be jnate, but jnata. See this, ya avidya iti jnata and yacha vidya iti jnata. One is known as that which is associated with the ignorance. Prayas is known as that which is associated with the ignorance. But a shreyas is that which is associated with knowledge. Prayas is within the realm of ignorance. And the shreyas is associated with knowledge. These are these two diverse, separate courses are associated with, known as. Whereas, he Nachiketaha, Lord Yama says, Aham Manye, I consider Nachiketasam, I consider Nachiketas you Vidya Abhipsinam. I consider you as the Vidya Abhipsi. I clearly understand that you are Vidya Abhipsi. Manye literally means I consider, I think, but here I understand you, the Nachiketas, as the Vidya Abhipsi. Vidya Abhipsinam is objective case form. Okay, here, Vidyam, I want to understand this word, desiderative word. Aptum Icha. Aptum Icha Abhipsa. Aptum Icha Abhipsa. Ipsa, actually. Abhipsati. Abhipsate. Abhipsate means desire, is desirous of getting, obtaining. So abhipsa means desire to obtain, desire to get, desire to attain. Abhipsi is nakaranta shabda, the one who is desirous of getting. Vidya abhipsi, Nachiketaha was Vidya abhipsi. Hey Nachiketa, I understand you, Nachiketas, as the one who is desirous of attaining knowledge. You are the person who has chosen the path of Shreyas. Vidyabhipsinam Nachiketasam Manye. How do I know? Tva kamaha, bhagavaha kamaha na alolupanta. Bhagavaha kamaha, many sense objects, various attractive objects of pleasures, which were promised by me to you, na alolupanta, did not cause any disturbance at all. Na alolupanta, did not disturb you. So this is what Achiket, he says. It is literal meaning of the mantra. So yete, these two parts in terms of prayo margaha and sheyo margaha, these two parts are completely of different courses. Okay, we'll see the, so how to understand the whole thing as a, that which is said to be, that which is known as avidya. Ya avidya iti jnata. Ya, and ya vidya iti jnata. That which is associated with, that which is known as knowledge, that is ignorance, and that which is known as knowledge. Prayas is said to be ignorance. Shayas is said to be knowledge. Which means prayas is associated with the ignorance. Shayas is associated with the knowledge. Ya avidya iti jnata. Ya cha vidya iti jnata. Ete vishuchi. Ete vishuchi means they are completely different. They are of different natures, different courses. Duram viparite. Viparite, duram viparite means they are far different from each other. Means they are diagonally opposite to each other. Duram viparite means they are far away from each other. Means they are diagonally opposite to each other. They are far divergent. therefore nachiketasam vidyapips vidyabhipsinam manye. I understand nachiketas to be a person aspiring for knowledge, being given to the path of shreyas. Bahavaha kamaha twana alolupanta. Many objects of pleasures, many objects of enjoyment, sense objects, did not disturb you, did not attract you, did not tempt you, did not make you have desire for them. That's the meaning. Okay, let us read the Bhashyam. It will become much clearer. So again, reinforces Lord Yama. Through Lord Yama's expression, Upanishad herself makes the students like us understand how important it is for a person to be, to choose this Shreyo Margaha, the path of knowledge, aspiring for Jnanam. That, so Lord Yama appreciates directly saying to Nachiketas, Duram. Duram is the word used in the mantra. Shankaracharya writes, Durena. Duram means Durena, very far. Very far means what? Mahata Antarena. Mahata Antarena. Mahata Antara means there's a big difference. Having big difference. Mahata Antarena. With the big distance. The great distance. Antara means in between. Distance. Mahata Antarena. The great distance. Ete Viparite. They are divergent. With great distance, they are divergent. It means they lead to two different ends, two different destinations. There's a great distance between these two parts, shreyas and prayas, that they are divergent. They are two divergence. Okay. Anyonya. How? Krishnacharya says, Anyonya Vyavritta Rupe. Anyonya Vyavritta Rupe. See, Anyonya, see, Vyavritta Rupa means that which is in the form of excluding. Being excluded from the other. That which is in the form of being excluded from the other. Vyavritta means being excluded. Anyonya Vyavritta Rupe. They are in the form of excluding each other. They are mutually exclusive. Anyonya Vyavritta Rupe. They are of the form of being mutually exclusive, mutually excluded. Why? If a person is given to the path of prayers, definitely he is not in the path of shreyas. If a person is in the path of shreyas, he is not in the path of prayers. So, anyonya vyavritta rupe. How? Viveka aviveka atmakatvat. Viveka aviveka atmakatvat. Due to their having the status of being associated with discrimination and lack of discrimination, prayers is of the nature of being associated with lack of discrimination. Shreyas is of the nature of being associated with discriminative knowledge. Viveka ಅವಿವೇಕ ಆತ್ಮಕತ್ವಾತ್ ಅನ್ಯೋನ್ಯ ವ್ಯಾವೃತ್ತ ರೂಪೇ. ದೇ ಆರ್ ಮ್ಯೂಚುಯಲಿ, ಅನ್ಯೋನ್ಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಮ್ಯೂಚುಯಲಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ಲೂಸಿವ್ ಆಫ್ ಈಚ್ ಅದರ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಡ್ಯೂ ಟು ದಯರ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಅವಿವೇಕ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿವೇಕ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ಲಿ. ಹೌ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲಿ ಶ್ರೇಯಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ವಿವೇಕ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಮಿನೇಟಿವ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್. ಪ್ರೇಯಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಅವಿವೇಕ. ಪ್ರೇಯಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಅವಿವೇಕ, ಲ್ಯಾಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಮಿನೇಟಿವ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್. ಓಕೆ, ಹೌ ಲೈಕ್ ಹೌ ತಮಃ ಪ್ರಕಾಶಾವಿವ ತಮಃ ಪ್ರಕಾಶ ಪ್ರಕಾಶೌ ತಮಃ ಪ್ರಕಾಶೌ ಇವ ತಮಃ ಚ ಪ್ರಕಾಶ ಚ ತಮಃ ಪ್ರಕಾಶೌ ತಮಃ ಪ್ರಕಾಶೌ ಇವ ಲೈಕ್ ಡಾರ್ಕ್ನೆಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಲೈಟ್ ತಮಃ ಪ್ರಕಾಶೌ ಇವ. ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಅನ್ಯೋನ್ಯ ವ್ಯಾವೃತ್ತ ರೂಪೇ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ವಾಟ್ ತಮಃ ಪ್ರಕಾಶೌ ಇವ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿ ಡಾರ್ಕ್ನೆಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಲೈಟ್ ಆರ್ ಮ್ಯೂಚುಯಲಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ಲೂಸಿವ್. ಸೊ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಶ್ರೇಯಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪ್ರೇಯಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಆರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಮ್ಯೂಚುಯಲಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ಲೂಸಿವ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದಿ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ವಿವೇಕ ಅಂಡ್ ಅವಿವೇಕ. Shreyas is of the nature of being associated with the discriminative understanding and Prayas is of the nature of being associated with lack of discriminative understanding. Okay. So they are diagonally opposite to each other. Like what? Like darkness and light. Tamav prakashav eva. Okay. Now vishuchi. Now Shankaracharya, having explained the word duram, then viparite, two words he have explained, duram, viparite, they far diverse, they far different from each other, diagonally opposite to each other, they mutually exclusive, in the presence of one other cannot be, because they are completely associated with what? Viveka and Aviveka. So they are like Tamav Prakasha. Tamav Prakasha Viva. They are like light, darkness and the light. Now he moves on to the next word, Vishuchi. Vishuchi, he again writes this word, Vishuchyau. Vishuchi means Vishuchyau. Vishuchyau means what? Nanagati. Nanagati means they are of different ends. Nanagati. These two paths are of different ends. Nanagati. Bhinna phale. They are of different benefits. These two parts are of different ends, different destinations, in different benefits. What are the benefits? Samsara moksha hetutvena ityetat. This is the meaning here. Samsara moksha hetutvena. They are of two different ends. Nanagati. Bhinna pale. They are of two different benefits. How? Samsara moksha hetutvat. Having the status of, both having the status of being the cause of bondage. Both of which one has the status of being the cause of bondage another has the status of being the means of attainment of moksha. See, prayasaha samsara hetutvam asti. Prayasaha samsara hetutvam asti. Prayas has the status of being the cause of samsara. The path of prayas has the status of being the cause of samsara. Hetuhu means cause. Hetuhu means means. So prayas has the status of being the cause of samsara. Samsara hetutvam. Whereas Shreyas has the status of being the means of attainment of moksha. Moksha hetutvam. Shreyas has moksha hetutvam. Prayas has samsara hetutvam. So prayas has the status of being the cause of samsara. Shreyas has the status of being the means of attainment of moksha. Means of moksha. Therefore, what? They are of, these two paths are of two different benefits. And they are of two different, completely different destinations, different ends. Nana gati bhinna pale samsara moksha hetutvena. Samsara bhinna hetutvena. So, Vishuchi. Vishuchi means Vishuchyau. They are completely or separate divergent courses. Okay. It has been explained. Now, again, it is said, Kete iti uchyate. Kete iti uchyate. What are those two paths? Ka sa. Ka sa or kete. So here, gati, kete iti uchyate. What are those two paths? What are those two paths? Already have explained. Shayo margaha and prayo margaha. Shayogati, prayogati, we understood already. But here it is asked, what are they means? What is their nature? Kete, iti uchyate, it is explained here. It is explained here. Their nature. Ya cha vidya. Ya cha avidya. Ya cha avidya. Preyo vishaya. Ya cha avidya preyo vishaya. Vidya iti cha shreyo vishaya jnata. Ya cha avidya preyo vishaya. So that which is ignorance is associated with the prayas, which means the prayo marga, the path of prayas is associated with ignorance. Prayo vishaya means prayo sambandhi. Prayas is associated with ignorance, within the realm of ignorance. Vidya iti cha shreyo vishaya. Whereas shreyas is associated with ignorant knowledge. Vidya is connection with the knowledge, shreyas. Ignorance is connection with prayas. This is what is known. This is how the nature of shreyas and prayas is known. The nature is known. Jnata. Okay. The nature of prayas is known. The nature of shreyas is known. As what? As the nature of the shreyas is understood as the one associated with the knowledge. The nature of the praise is understood as the one associated with the ignorance. So, jnata means known. Vidya iti jnata. Avidya iti jnata. Jnata means known. Jnata is a participle, you all know very well. Jnya is the root, tapratyanta shabda, jnata, jnatam, jnata. So the gender difference, jnata. So each path is known as something associated with its own respective thing. That is, knowledge and ignorance, respectively. Shreyas and praise are known as those which are of the nature of being associated with knowledge and ignorance, respectively. So, jnata means what? Nirjnata. Nirjnata, jnata mean the same, known. Nirjnata means what? Avagata, understood. Understand? Avagata means understood. Jnata means known. Another word is what? Nirjnata. Nirjnata, then avagata means understood. Okay? So, the understood by whom? This is the nature. Okay? That Shreyo Margaha and Prayo Margaha, Shreyo Gati and Prayo Gati, these two parts are of the nature of being associated with the knowledge and the ignorance, respectively. This has been understood by whom? Panditaihi. Panditaihi Jnata. Each path is known by Panditas. Panditaha here is people of profound knowledge of the subject matter of the Shastra. People, understood by people, Panditas, who have the profound knowledge of the subject matter of the Shastra. So, clear vision of the Shastra. Okay. Next sentence. Tatra Vidyabhipsinam. This mantra will become much clearer when we move on to the next mantra. Tatra Vidyabhipsinam Vidyarthinam. So now Shankara Bhagavata moves on to the next word, Vidyabhipsinam. See, Vidyabhipsi is what actually Nakarantaha Pullingaha Vidyabhipsin Shabdaha. Yasya Vidyabhipsa Asti. Yasya Vidyabhipsa Asti. Saha Vidyabhipsin. Tam Vidyabhipsinam. The one who is desirous of knowledge, one who is craving for knowledge, one who is desirous of attaining, gaining the knowledge, is Vidyabhipsi. Vidyabhipsinam. So the meaning is what? Vidya Arthinam. Vidya Arthi. Arthi means Abhipsi. Abhipsi and Arthi both are Nakaranta Shabdas. Vidya Arthinam. Vidyam Arthinam. Vidya Arthinam. Vidya Arthinam. One who is aspiring for knowledge is Vidyarthi. One who seeks knowledge, one who is aspiring for knowledge is Vidyarthi. So, Vidyabhipsinam is equal to Vidyarthinam. Nachiketasam. Because Lord Yama is talking directly to Nachiketas. Tvam Nachiketasam Vidyabhipsinam Vidyarthinam Aham Manye. I clearly understand, Nachiketas, that you are Vidyarthi, you are Vidyabhipsi, you are an aspirant of knowledge. Kasmat, yasmat, avidvat buddhi pralobhinaha kamaha. How do you understand that you are Vidyabhipsi, you are a Vidyarthi, you are an aspirant of knowledge? How do you understand? He says, Kasmat, Yasmat. How? Kasmat means Kasmat Karanat. Because of which reason I am saying that you are Vidyabhipsi? Because Avidvat Buddhi Pralobhinaha Kamaha. Avidvat Buddhi Pralobhinaha Kamaha. The objects of pleasures, objects of enjoyment are sense objects which are capable of tempting. Pralobhinaha Kamaha means tempting sense objects. The objects which tempt the minds of unintelligent people, ignorant people. Avidvat Buddhi Pralobhinaha Kamaha. The sense objects, objects of pleasures, are the ones which tempt the minds of unintelligent people. Avidvat Buddhi Pralobhinaha Kamaha. Apsara Prabhruttayaha. Beginning from Apsaras means what? Apsaras, etc. The celestial maiden, okay, Apsaras, etc. So many, he does not want to tell everything. He just mentions one. Even the Apsaras, Apsaras, etc. are the sense objects, objects of pleasures, which tempt the minds of ignorant people easily, all of them. Bahavaha api, many of such objects. Tva means Tvam, you, na alolupanta. Na alolupanta is the word used in the mantra. Shankaracharya writes, Vichedam na kritavantaha. Vichedam na kritavantaha means they did not break your mind. They did not break the firmness of your mind. They did not disturb you. Vichedam na kritavantaha. They did not disturb you. They did not break your firmness. They did not stir your mind. That's the meaning. Vichedam na kritavantaha. From what? Shreyo margat. They did not break your firmness. From attaining, from the path of Deva, did not deviate, disturb you, break your firmness from the path of Shreyas. We are very firm. Shreyo Margat. Atma Upabhoga Abhivancha Sampadanena. Atma Upabhoga Abhivancha Sampadanena. See, they did not deviate, did not break your firmness, did not disturb you. How? Atma Ubhaboga Upabhoga Abhivancha Sampadanena. See, Sampadanam means earning. Earning implies what? Causing also here. By earning in you what? Abhivancha, the craving. Desire. Icha. Abhivancha means icha. Strong. By earning in you the firm desire for upabhoga, for the enjoyment, for your enjoyment. Atma upabhoga means one's own enjoyment. Abhivancha means desire. Firm desire. Strong desire. Sampadana means earning. So, all these objects, sense objects, objects of pleasures, many of them did not disturb, distract you from the path of Shreyas. By earning in you, by creating in you, by causing in you the strong desire for the self enjoyment, about your own enjoyment of those objects. The desire for enjoyment of those objects did not rise in you. They could not cause, they could not create the desire for enjoyment of those objects. Usually when something is seen, after seeing, the desire can come. This is very easy. Even if you say, no, I don't want. Something is given to you, then the desire may come. But so he says, Atma upabhoga abhivancha sampadanena. Means by creating, causing the firm, strong desire for enjoyment of, for your own enjoyment, those objects, they did not disturb you. They could not distract you from the path of Shreyas. Ataha, therefore, Vidyarthinam Shreyo Bhajanam Manye Iti Abhiprayaha. Shankaracharya says, therefore, the idea conveyed is, Ralaadiyama says, Vidyarthinam Shreyo Bhajanam Manye. I consider you as the aspirant of knowledge. Therefore, as the one deserving the path of Shreyas, deserving the attainment of moksha, Shreyo Bhajanam. I consider you as the one deserving the attainment of the moksha. Shreyas. Okay. Having said this much, Shankaracharya concludes his bhashyam. This bhashyam is over. So what do you understand in this? Lord Yama appreciates and reconfirms. Yes, I know you are eligible student. And I am very fortunate to have you as my student. You're an ordinary student. You are a highly deserving student. Shreyo Bhajanam, a deserving person for the accomplishment of moksha. Because you are a vidyarthi, vidyabhipsi. Okay. Now mantra number 5. When you read this mantra, you'll all be very excited because same mantra with similar words you read in Mundaka Upanishad. Mundaka Upanishad belonging to Atharva Veda and this Upanishad belonging to Krishna Yajurveda. But same mantra comes, the same words. So here, again Lord Yama continues to talk about the simple people. Why he has to say, we'll see in Shankaracharya's Bhashyam also, very beautiful here. Nachiketaha was a Shreyo Bhajanam. Nachiketaha was a deserving person of the attainment of moksha. Because he was a Vidyarthi, Vidyabhipsi. Whereas, ignorant people definitely are Samsara Bhajanaha. Samsara Bhajanaha means what? They deserve to remain in Samsara. Means they will be going through Samsara. They'll continue to remain in Samsara. That he's explaining here. Who, the ignorant people, because of their avivekaha, being ignorant is not wrong, but of course natural, but one must have the viveka. They do not have the discriminative understanding. And therefore what? They cannot be dispassionate towards praise. They become very passionate towards praise, become so dependent on praise. All Arthakama dharmas for their security and happiness. What happens? They continue to remain in ignorance. So unless and until a person discovers viveka, There's no way of discovering dispassion. Unless and until a person discovers dispassion towards time-bound things, there's no way of, attaining jnanam and moksha. What is said here, avid yetu samsara bhajanaha. Shankaracharya introduces this fifth mantra. Nachiketaha, you are shreyo bhajanam. You are moksha bhajanam. Moksha bhajanaha. You are a moksha bhajanaha. You are a shreyo bhajanaha. Whereas, yetu samsara bhajanaha. Ye, relative pronoun, those people who take to the path of praise. Path of praise means people who are interested in performing rituals, practicing meditations, performing, doing lots of other activities. Nothing wrong. One must practice meditation, one must practice, perform rituals, one must worship, one must pray, one must do one's duties, no doubt about it. But they should not become, the results of actions should not become one's ultimate goals. But you said, samsara bhajanaha, those people, okay, who deserve to be in samsara, who are eligible to remain in samsara, are the people. What do they do? It is said here. So people who take to the path of prayers, who are committed to the pursuit of only Arthakama Dharma, Arthakamas, naturally, they will continue to remain in samsara only. It is said here. Avidyayam antare vartamanaha. Swayandhirah panditam manyamanaha. Dandamyamanah pariyanti modhaha. Andhenaiva niyamanaya thandhaha. Avidyayamantarevartamanaha. Swayandhirah panditam manyamanaha. Dandramyamanah pariyanti modhaha. Andhenaiva niyamanaya thandhaha. So, avidyayam antare vartamanaha. See, vartate is the verb. Vartate, atmanepadam. We add vartate means asti. So, vartamanaha means being in. Okay, being. Asti, being. Vartamanaha. So, those who are. Those who remain, people who remain in what? Remain in ignorance. How they remain? Antare vidyamanaha. People who remain steeped in ignorance. People who remain steeped in ignorance. Avidyayam antare vartamanaha. Swayam dhiraha, panditam manyamanaha. Even though they remain steeped in ignorance, the unfortunate thing is they do not know they are ignorant. Remaining steeped in ignorance is natural. But when they do not know that they remain steeped in ignorance, they do not know they are ignorant, the problem is they think manyamanaha, those who are considering themselves to be pandita. Panditam. Aham panditaha. I am a learned person. I am wise. Swayam manyamanaha. they themselves swayam manyamana, they consider themselves to be dhiraha, wise. They consider themselves to be learned. Swayam dhiraha panditam manyamanaha. Panditam manyamanaha. They are themselves wise and they consider themselves to be learned. Panditam manyamanaha. Dandramyamanaha mudaha pariyanti. Such people, because they do not know they are ignorant, not that they do not know they are ignorant, they think they are wise, they think they are, they consider themselves to be learned and wise. There's no way of really listening, understanding or knowing. Therefore, what happens? They continue to be in ignorance. Dandramya manaha. See, dandramya is a dandramyate, means wanders. Dandramya manaha, always wandering all over. Dandramya manaha means what? They continue to remain samsara. They come, they born, they live their parabdha, exhaust the parabdha, they die, again go back, again come with a new body, they come. Like what? How they live in this world here? Who lead them? Who guide their lives? It is said, yatha andhaha andhena eva niyamanaha. Just as andhaha, the blind people, being led by the blind, andhena eva, just as a led blind person is being led by another blind person, they are led by their own ignorant intellect. So what we can, it's understood, a blind person who is led by another blind person cannot reach any destination. This person also, these people also, who remain steeped in ignorance, cannot reach the ultimate end. They continue to remain in samsara. Wandering, always wandering everywhere, all over. This is the literal meaning. What does it convey? Being ignorant is not wrong, natural, but one has to have viveka. One has to know about one's own ignorance. Therefore, one can make effort to know. But if you think you know already, there's no way of making efforts to know. There, as a result of which, one has to remain in samsara forever. Because who is the guide? One's own ignorant intellect becomes the guide for their lives. So being led by one's own ignorant intellect, a person who lives his life, he is like another blind person led by another blind person. Okay. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Let us read Shankaracharya's commentary here. Avidyayam antare. Antare means madhye. Avidyayam, in ignorance, you all know. Antare is equal to madhye. Madhye implies remaining steeped. Madhye literally means in the middle. What does it mean? Ghani bhutaha iva. Ghani bhutaha iva. Tamasi vartamanaha. See, ghanibhutaha iva tamasi. In fact, ghanibhuta means dark, no? Ghana means thick. Thick. Ghanibhuta means thickened. Thickened darkness. Ghanibhuta, thickened darkness. So it is a thick darkness. Gani bhuta, thickened. Gani bhutaha iva tamasi. ganibhutaha tamasi iva vartamanaha. So avidyayam antare madhye ganibhuta iva tamasi vartamanaha. Those people who remain steeped in the middle of pitch darkness of ignorance, thick darkness of ignorance. Okay. And ignorance is, how do you understand? Ignorance does, you can't see ignorance. Ignorance alone expresses itself in the form of, all emotions. The ignorance is the cause of the disease of samsara, and it which expresses itself in the form of symptoms. All the symptoms are what? Symptoms, no? Strong desires, strong likes and dislikes. Having strong like and dislike is what? Actually, attachment, raga, ragadveshas, anger, jealousy, hatred, fear, always anxious, restlessness, agitation. It's all what? They're all, we're going to see that actually. They're all symptoms of the disease of the samsara caused by ignorance. Therefore, avidyayam antare madhye ghanibhuta iva tamasi. See, light darkness means at least this possibility of, you know, erasing it. It's a thick darkness. Ghanibhuta iva tamasi means they remain rooted in ignorance. Vartamanaha. Means what? Vartamanaha means what? Veshtyamanaha. Veshtyamanaha. See, Veshtyamana means surrounded by. Literally, it means surrounded by. Bound by. They're held by. Veshtyamanaha. They're held by. They remain steeped in the thickness of, the thick darkness of ignorance means they are held tightly by attachment towards what? Putra Pashwadi Trishna Trishna Pasha Shataihi. Pasha means attachment. Pasha Shataihi. Hundreds of attachment. Attachment to hundreds of things. Trishna, craving. Craving for attachment towards hundreds of things such as progeny, putra, pashu, cattle, wealth, adi, etc. See, those days, cattle wealth was very important, okay? But Adi Shabda stands for, now you can fill what all desires you have. Adi Shabda stands for all forms of material things a human being is craving for. Okay? We all have, you can put your own list of things. Putra Pashwadi Trishna Pasha Shataihi Veshtyamanaha Bhavanti. How, when Upanishad says these people remain steeped in thickness of thick darkness of ignorance, means they are held tightly by the attachment and craving for many things such as children, cattle wealth, etc. We can take it properly. All emotions, I tell you. Strong ragadveshas. Strong anger, hatred, jealousy. You can include all that actually. They're all symptoms of the disease of samsara caused by ignorance only. Any suffering also is what? Symptom of the disease of ignorance. Because they remain. Why people are suffering? Because they are steeped in ignorance. Pashu means cattle wealth. Adi, etc. So they are attached to. Veshtyamanaha. They are tightly held by. They are attached. Hundreds of attachment to. Hundreds of craving for hundreds of things, such as children, cattle wealth, etc. That's why Veshti is called Veshti, you know, that which comes, that which is worn around a person is called Veshti. Okay, Veshtyamanaha. Veshti Samskrita Shabda. Swayam, next sentence, Swayam, Vayam Dhiraha. Swayam means themselves. Vayam Dhiraha. We are wise. Dhiraha means what? Prajnavantaha. Prajna means knowledge. Prajnavantaha. Prajnavantaha is equal to dhiraha. Dhiraha is equal to prajnavantaha. Means we are wise. We are knowledgeable. Panditaha. We are learned. Shastra kushalaha. Panditaha means what? Shastra kushalaha. We are experts in the shastram. See, even if people have studied shastram. Now, many other things also. Even worldly knowledge they may have. But if they're not at all interested in Seva Marga, they're interested only in prayers, they can be Shastra Kushalaha. And they also think, Panditaha Shastra Kushalaha. Shastra Kushalaha means experts in Shastram. Cha iti. Dhiraha is equal to Prajnavantaha. Panditaha is equal to Shastra Kushalaha. Cha iti. Manyamanaha. You can say manyamanaha. Thinking thus. Okay. Te dandramyamanaha. They wander. They are wandering. What does it mean? Atyartham kutilam anekarupam gatim ichchantaha. Atyartham kutilam, atyantam kutilam, atyartham kutilam. Kutilam, anekarupam, gatim ichchantaha. Jara marana rogadi dukkhaihi pariyanti. See, dandramyamanaha bhavanti means they are pariyanti. Pariyanti means what? Go, come, that's a pariyanti means they, that is a pariyanti. They wander. How they wander means they come and go again and again, going through the pain, jara marana rogadi dukkhaihi. They wander with the sufferings. They wander with sufferings, they wander with the pains of birth, death, old age, disease, etc. Jara, old age. Maranam, death. Roga, disease. Adi Shabda stands for all forms of pairs of opposites. Dukkhaihi pariyanti. They wander with sufferings of old age, death, disease, can include birth, and all forms of pairs of opposites. How kutilam, atyattam kutilam, anekarupam, gatim ichchantaha. Ichchantaha desiring. They desire what? కుటిలాం గతిం అనేక రూపాం గతిం. కుటిలాగతి మీన్స్ ఇంప్రాపర్, ఇంప్రాపర్ ఇన్ ద సెన్స్ ఫిల్డ్ విత్ క్రుకెడ్నెస్ ఇస్ కుటిలాగతి. క్రుక్కడ్, దే గో త్రూ దిస్ క్రుక్కడ్ పాత్. అండ్ అనేక రూపాగతి, అనేక రూపాగతి ద క్రుక్కడ్ పాత్ fraught with many forms of sufferings, discerning such things, such discerning such path, they, what do? They pariyanti, they're wandering always with sufferings, caused sufferings of old age, death, disease, all forms of paths of opposites. Pariyanti means parigachanti. జరా మరణ రోగాది దుఃఖై పరియంతి. పరియంతి పరిగచ్చంతి, పరిగచ్చంతి. సీ గచ్చంతి గో, పరిగచ్చంతి మీన్స్ వాట్ గోయింగ్ ఆల్ ఓవర్, గోయింగ్ ఆల్ అరౌండ్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ పరిగచ్చంతి పరియంతి. హూ ఆర్ దే? మూఢాహ, డెల్యూడెడ్ మైండెడ్, డెల్యూడెడ్ పీపుల్. డెల్యూడెడ్ మీన్స్ వాట్? అవివేకినః, people who lack the discriminative understanding. Deluded minded, people who do not have discriminative understanding. How they pariyanti, how do they wander? Andhena eva, andhena eva, mean what? Drishti vihinena eva. Andaha means blind, we all understand. But Shankaracharya is drishti vihinaha, the person who does not have vision. See, a physically blind person does not have the vision of the physical world. But this person, drishti vihinaha, the person does not have the vision, does not have the clear understanding of the goal in life, does not have the purushartha nischaya, is also drishti vihinaha. Drishti vihinena eva. If a person does not have a definite understanding of his ultimate goal being moksha, and the jnanam being only means of attaining moksha, then artha kamas will become his ultimate goals. Such a person is also drishti vihinaha. The person who lacks the vision, does not have the understanding. So andhena eva, drishti vihinena eva. Vihinaha means one who is devoid, one who is without. Drishti vihinena eva, one who does not have vision. Drishti vihinena eva niyamanaha, ignorant people, deluded minded, who lack the discriminative understand, are the ones, they are like the blind person, niyamanaha, being led by another blind person. Vishame pathi, the path filled with the dangers. Vishamaha means danger here. In Tamil, Vishama, simple conversation, we use the meaning, we use the word Vishama as mischief, okay? Vishama means mischief. But here, Vishama means danger. Vishame pathi, a path of dangers, a path filled with the dangers. Okay. I beg, andhenaiva, drishtivihinenaiva, niyamanaha, those people, they are like the people who are led by, they are like the blind person who's led, they're led by blind people. What happens to them? Vishame pati yatha bahavaha andhaha. Just as many blind people. So they are being led in the path filled with dangers. Yatha, just as Bhagavaha Andhaha, many blind people, Mahantam Anartham Richanti, Mahantam Anartham Richanti, Mahantam Anartham, Mahantam Anartham, Mahan Anarthaha, Mahan Anarthaha means great distress, worst distress, great chaos, big calamity, chaos, calamity, danger is what? Anartha, Mahan Anarthaha, Mahantam Anartham Gacchanti, Richanti means Gacchanti. Just as many blind people being led by another blind without being able to reach where they need to reach, and they attain great distress. They go through the tremendous distress. Mahantam anartham gacchanti. No, they become subject to big problems. Big calamity, anartham richanti. Tadvat, like that. Tadvat, like that. These ignorant people, deluded people, who do not have discriminative understanding, they're also andhenaiva, drishtivihinenaiva niyamanaha, being led by their own intellect, ignorant intellect, being led by ignorant, without led, by blind, ignorant, vishamepathi, they fall into the path filled with the dangers. Just as many blind people who are led by another blind person also attain great dangers. Mahantam anartham, great distress. Tadvat, like that. Is the clean understanding of the Shankaracharya's Bhashyam. Okay, see, here I want to tell you one thing. Why this praise and the shreyas are said to be of two different, completely different courses, and why they are said to be of divergent. Divergence, why they are said to be of diagonally opposed to each other? Because this, for a person to be given to the path of praise, having artha kamas alone as the ultimate goals, for him, definitely, of course, there's no viveka, that's a different thing. But here, karma, who can be a person? The two paths are different because the nature is different. The nature of these two paths are different, which means if the person who is given to the prayo marga, a prayogati, must be ignorant, of course, all are ignorant, and the ignorance is the cause of even having doership. See, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. These notions are possible only if there is ajnanam. And not only that, only if any karma is a product of ignorance only. Because ignorance alone results in adhyasa, ajnanam results in adhyasa, erroneous self-perception. Adhyasa results in adhyaropa, superimposition of limitations of anatma upon the atma. Adhyaropa results in what? Asha, desire. Even the contribution of the fundamental problem, the wrong notion, ahankara, the erroneous notion about the self, thereby the fundamental problem of the sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy centered on I is because of this ajnanam only. Because the fundamental problem of the common human fundamental problem of sense of smallness, sense of limitation centered on I only, there is a fundamental desire fundamental desire to live long happily, to live, you know, to be happy everywhere with everybody, you know, everywhere. Desire for limitless happiness. And this desire alone impels a person, comes in the form of many other desires. And desires impel a person to do something. Therefore, action is impelled by desire. If there's no desire at all on the part of a person, there's neither desire nor biological urge, then it is impossible for to do any action. Any karma is impelled by desire only, or natural biological urges. And these urges are because we have the body. And the desire is because of the fundamental desire. Fundamental desire of wanting to be happy always, everywhere, with everybody. The fundamental desire of wanting to live long happily is because of the wrong notion a person entertains about oneself, that I am a limited being, I am unhappy, etc. And this wrong notion is because of the superimposition of limitations of non-self upon the self. That is because of erroneous self-perception. Erroneous self-perception is because of self-ignorance. Therefore, ignorance is the cause of any action. Action is a product of ignorance. And you have to perform an action to get any benefit. Okay? Any artha kamas you enjoy in life must definitely are the results of actions performed in this life or in the previous life also. The word karma phalam also is what? Artha kamas are all time-bound ends, including the punyam you earn. So artha kama dharmas, all these three, which come under the category of prayers, are associated with the ignorance. Is it clear? You must know how prayers is associated with the ignorance. Got it now? Very important lesson today. I want to tell you this. But Shreyas Mokshaha, you need not do any karma. Just discovering, is it? Moksha is in discovering what you are, in discovering what the truth is. This is Shreyo Marga is associated with the Jnanam. Whereas Prayo Marga is associated with karma, which is ignorance. Avidya, Vidya. I wanted to explain this. I was waiting to complete this lesson. Why prayers is said to be associated with ignorance. He said within the realm of ignorance. But a Shreyas is associated with knowledge. Which means knowledge is the only means of discovering freedom, which is already there. Knowledge is not something to be, moksha is not something to be attained, something to be discovered. Whereas karma, artha kama dharmas, all limited time-bound ends, the material ends, which come under the category of prayers, are dependent on, are the results of actions, and actions are products of ignorance only. Because actions are impelled by desires, and desires are because of the fundamental desire. Fundamental desire is because of wrong notion one entertains about oneself. In terms of I am small, limited, unhappy, etc. I'm a mortal, etc. The notions are because of superimposition of limitations of anatma upon the atma. And the superimposition, adhyaropa, is because of adhyasa, erroneous self-perception. Adhyasa is because of ajnanam. Erroneous self-perception is because of ignorance. Therefore, Mula karanam, karmanaha mula karanam. The root cause of action is ignorance. Immediate cause of action is desire. Anyway, desire is a symptom of expression of ignorance only. Ignorance alone, expresses itself in the form of desire, anger, all emotions, actions, results of actions, craving for these things, etc. That is why we say prayers is of the nature of being associated with the ignorance. Shreyas is of the nature of being associated with the knowledge. And in to must have doership to be a karta. One must have kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam. Wrong notions one must entertain as I am the know, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. The notions must be there. Whereas in jnanam, all these notions will become resolved. In moksha, a person will be free from all these wrong notions about the self. Ahankara will be resolved for good. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Such notions will not be there in jnanam and moksha. That is why they are mutually exclusive. So, prayomargaha, associated with ignorance, involves wrong notions about the self. Shreho marga, associated with the knowledge, does not involve, is free from all wrong notions. Completely. That's why they're divergent paths. Diverse courses. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.